الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We are in the last days of Rajab now, which is the month of Sha'ban is coming. Rajab was one month which is from the Ashur-e-Hurum, one separate month, and then other 3 months of Ashur-e-Hurum. Allah says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. 4 months are the sacred months which have got great, great value. One is this month of Rajab, a separate, and then after Ramadan comes Zulqada, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. The 3 months together, all together, they are these 4 months. So these months have got great virtues. Some people have ascribed wrong, just made up stories about the virtues of these months also, of Rajab also. On the other hand, others have denied it completely. So that should not be the case. The month of Rajab, in any case, is a month of Ashur-e-Hurum. And it is a month in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made dua. And as we had mentioned, that one particular aspect of the month of Ramadan, of Rajab, is the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Mi'raj should strengthen our iman on the absolute power of Allah Ta'ala. For to undertake a journey of Mi'raj, which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala had blessed with, in such a short period of time, is only by the Qudrat of Allah. Or according to some ulama, Allah Ta'ala stopped time at that. To stop time, we say time and tide waits for no man. But Allah Ta'ala, it waits for no man, but Allah Ta'ala has got the Qudrat. And there were other cases also where Allah Ta'ala reversed time, brought time back again. So Allah Ta'ala, so our iman and yaqeen must be fully on the complete Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's command is, Allah Ta'ala says, Kun fayakun, be, and it happens. And it doesn't even take so long as the Kaaf meets the Noon, Kun. Even so much time, Allah's Qudrat is above that also. So Allah's Qudrat is absolute. So Mi'raj should teach us that. And when we make dua also with that conviction, as Maulana Muhammad Mehtar was explaining, that person who had appendix, and then even doctors, hospitals, but the lady's dua, and many such cases, where dua, how it changed, but dua has to be dua. For us, it is only some words that we have got. When that from the heart it comes out. And as Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali prescribes that dua, muraqabai dua, that where the tongue does not move also. And just from your heart you connect with Allah Ta'ala. And you turn and you make dua to Allah. And with that full conviction. So Mi'raj on the one side was there. On the other side, Mi'raj was the occasion when the greatest meeting that can ever take place in the world, the meeting of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where there was absolutely nobody else. Jibreel alayhi salam, who is the greatest farishta, angel, he also could not go further. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went further. Mi'raj is that where Allah Ta'ala gave the great gift of Salah. If we take Salah as a duty, which is correct, it's our duty, that is also something. But when we take Salah and we make Salah, we make effort, that Salah becomes our enjoyment. We look forward towards Salah. Allah, give me tawfiq. We are all, I'm the worst of all. We are very far from it. When namaz, Salah, joylat qurratu ayni fi Salah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah had made the coolness of my eye. And qurratul ayn means it's proverbial, something which you enjoy very greatly, which you enjoy. That should be Salah, that we should enjoy our Salah. So that Allah Ta'ala had granted, not here on the earth. Iman was also made for us here on the earth. But namaz is that great gift which Allah had made for us. So Allah give us tawfiq that we make our Salah and we make it as it is supposed to be made. And there are so many other aspects, but one very important aspect for our Salah to be correct, our wudu must be correct. Today, very unfortunately, for many of us, wudu is just some splash, just splashing water, just quickly on the face, on the hands, and just dangle the feet under the tap, and that is wudu is done. So that is very important from what we notice, and Allah knows best and Allah guide us all, is that especially the elbows must be washed properly, and then the face also, the whole face, from the lobe of the ears, from the where the hair grows in the top till the bottom of the chin, every part below the nose, between the ear and the beard, all those parts must be washed properly. And then very, very important is the feet that have to be washed properly. Many places we see people just dangle their feet under the tap and the foot is washed. The foot has got various aspects. Just a little bit explanation. Allah, give me tawfiq. I am the most in need. First is the top of the foot that must be washed. The right side, the left side, and the left side, it's not so easy. The left side of the right foot is not so easy. And then the back of the foot. And very, very important, the bottom of the foot. We just take it for granted that it is washed also. But that it must be the whole bottom of the foot. And the place where the toes meet the feet. That cavity there. That also nothing must be left dry. And then to make khilal with the small finger of the left hand between the toes. And those people whose toes are very close together, for them it's even more important. For those the toes are a bit separated, the water reaches. But otherwise, that is very important. And then not to waste water. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give me tawfiq first to make the wuzu from the mud. If we compare, most of us at home, we make wuzu at the basin. So sometimes if we just plug the basin and just collect the water and see how much water we use for wuzu. And the water just runs in the tap all the time. So, and the other is talking while making wuzu. Usually like in the wuzu khana, friends, etc. We are making sitting together, we are making wuzu. So the talking, etc. So that is very, very, very important. And then in namaz itself, in order to gain, to focus in namaz, is that our postures of namaz must be correct. That also we should make effort, that the postures of namaz. Anyway, though there is lot, ulama have explained a lot, have written a lot also, and then comes the month of Sha'ban, for which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. And the Quran speaks of Laylatul Qadr and Layla Mubarakah, two nights, which is Laylatul Qadr is well known, though it is not known, but it is well known that it is among the last nights of Ramadan. But which particular night, which is that night? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, like the people, like Maulana was explaining, the people of the past, how they should look forward and how they should look for Laylatul Qadr. Today we haven't got that in us. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that. And Laylatul Mubarakah could be referring to the 15th night of Shaban, or it refers also to Laylatul Qadr. So in any case, ulama written that both these nights we should honor very greatly. So for Shaban, the 15th night of Shaban, we should also honor it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the most he fasted was during the month of Shaban. And the reason he gave for that is that my amal are being presented to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And I wish that my amal be presented at that time, that when I am fasting. So Allah will make nazr-e karam upon me. Allah will look with kindness towards me. Like a student who wrote an exam paper, and he comes to know that at this time, the teacher, the ustad, is looking at my paper. He's checking, he's marking it now. So let me do something to make him happy, so that he can look at it favorably, and he can write down a good mark also for me. So if we, so this is a time, Shaban, when our amal are presented to Allah Ta'ala. And at this time, then the decision is made for the coming year. And all decisions are made, and then they are given out to the malaika. So much so that who is going to get married in this year? Who is going to be passing away in this year? Who is going to be born in this year? All the details are given either in the night itself or during this month of Shaban. And if it is carrying, and some ulama have said this all refers to Laylatul Qadr, that is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So anyway, we should try and observe this month of Shaban and the month of Ramadan also with that great tawajjuh. Allah give me tawfiq. Give us all tawfiq. It's not a matter of just speaking and just explaining about it, but it, for it to come into our hearts, Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq. So the night of 15th of Shaban will be coming. The whole month is Mubarak. As many rozas as we can keep, we should try and keep Monday, Thursday rozas, more also, and Ayyam Bid, the 13th, 14th, and 15th roza also we should try and keep. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whatever he taught us, he practiced himself also. So the 13th, 14th, and 15th roza, that also if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, we try and keep. And when these are called the Ayyam Bid, the days of brightness, which are really the nights of brightness. When the moon, when it is a 14th full moon, we say. But it is the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And there are great effects, physical effects also, of during these nights. And if a person is fasting during that time, he benefits from all those benefits also. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to appreciate this month also. And then وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan after, and this is the preparation for the great month of Ramadan. Like for example, if a businessman wants to do good business in June, which he's selling warm clothing, he can't order his clothing in June. He has to order it way back, for 6 months before. And he has to have it on the shelves well in advance. In December you want to do good business, you can't prepare your business in December. You have to prepare it way back. So for Ramadan, to get the benefits of it way back. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drew our attention from the month of Rajab. We turn towards Allah Ta'ala more. Ramadan even more. And then we can get the full benefits of Ramadan. In Shaban even more. And then in Ramadan we can get the full benefit. So Allah Ta'ala let us observe this month of Shaban also. And then the 15th of Shaban also, which was a practice of our Akabir. The practice, general practice of our Akabir, that they should observe the month of the 15th of Shaban also. And then Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq as much as we can. as we heard the du'as that are to be made. Our Shaykh Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali on the completion of Quran Sharif. MashaAllah, there are those who fast, Allah reward them. In one night, they complete the whole Quran. In three nights, they complete the whole Quran. 5, 10 nights. How many places, so much of Quran Sharif is recited. And also we should make a lot of shukr that Allah Ta'ala has revived the Quran Sharif. There are so many huffaz and so good readers, and the tajweed, qiraat, etc. Alhamdulillah is so good. And also the people, they have that shock that Ramadan is now coming this month, February, March, the nights are short. But they stand behind the hafiz for 2-3 hours, making the tarawih. It's a great, great sacrifice. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah, and then to make khat dua. And dua also not rasmi, customary, but the dua with the essence of dua. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. And in the dua, we make dua for ourselves also, for our dunya, and more important is our akhirah. Very, very important. I will just mention a little bit, many of us are knowing also, but just to revive it and to give us, to stimulate us, like MashaAllah Mawlana Muhammad Mehtar, to stay firm on Deobandiyat. Deobandiyat is not the building of Deoband. That is Deoband, the town, and the madrasa. But the spirit, what was in those people, Shaykhul Hind, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanwatwi Rahmatullah Ali, what they had in them. And Maulana explained about the niece of Shaykhul Hind. Now, the niece, so what were they? When the Hafizab stayed in the house and saw their condition, Allah make it for us that we also remain firm on Deobandiya. And what is Deobandiya? It's not connected with the Deoband. It is what the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Today, the winds of misguidance are blowing strong. And people are getting washed away easily with all the modern things. Today, a person with videoing, etc. Everywhere is so common. Intermingling of the sexes. And today, good Quran Sharif reading and a beautiful Naat Sharif, praises of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in the background, there is some musical tone. So music has become so common, and to avoid it has become so hard. So at this time, to remain firm, and all this is for our akhirah. That is the most important. Allah make it that we keep our akhirat in mind. For that I said, I'll mention this about Qari Abdul Samad Pandor, Rahmatullah Ali, passed away in this week. And he was married to my niece, so we went there for Taziyat, and I didn't know myself also. And she explained to me some of his qualities which he had. Before that, I just explained that the daughter of one niece of mine, she was in Medina Sharif some time ago, and there she dreamt that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and fetched Qari Abdul Samad Pandor. What a honor. And then somebody else dreamt that Qari Ismail sahab, he came in a limousine to fetch him. So Allahu Akbar. May Allah forgive us our gunas. May Allah have made Sattari, Ghaffari, and Allah be kind to us also. But then she was explaining all the qualities that he had. For example, I can't remember everything, and that is why I didn't speak. I asked Wali Muhammad to speak. So all the things that he said, and certain things perhaps he also still left out about Hafizab. And if I should have said, I should have even left out even more. But it's just a few things there. She said that he should prepare for namaz, every namaz 1 hour before. So people should say 1 hour. She said I have to go toilet, I have to make wuzu, go till the masjid. So 1 hour is, I require at least an hour. And from Asr time, he shouldn't come home till Isha. He should just be in the masjid all the time. So those qualities, and how he used to appreciate, how much he should appreciate her as his wife, that you cook for me, you feed me, my clothes you wash for me, you iron them, you give them to me ready, many, many things. And all the time, she says when just before he passed away also, telling his children, your Quran Sharif, all three children half is a Quran. One is Alim also, that always look after your Quran, make your Taraweeh. All the time the advisors of Deen, all the time, which are advisors of Akhirah. Today we are more worried of dunya all the time. How to make more money, etc. How to have more businesses, must look after the business, etc. But he had all these qualities. So on account of that, Allah gave more also like that. And he said, Allahu Akbar, she told me, when before he passed away, he said, as far as I know, I haven't got a single namaz qaza on me. All my namazes I've performed also. And when he used to go 1 hour before, how his namazes must have been. And he said, I don't owe anyone anything. And for namazes, just as a precaution, you can give some sadaqah. But I haven't got any namaz qaza also. And for all his namazes. So even in this zamana of ours, we have such people. Whose connection with Allah Ta'ala is so great. And he shouldn't interfere with anyone. Just do his own thing all the time. And be busy. And his main concern for himself, for his family, was the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Was Akhirah. The being, the Zaat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. All the time. And he was like, nobody really knew him. Nobody, he was like an unknown person. But by Allah Ta'ala, what was his position? So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, let us also be concerned about our akhirat, about our deen, etc. And Allah, keep us away from all types of guna. Allah forgive us for all our gunas. And also we must make lot of dua for the people of Gaza. Now it's no more so much in the news. But what is still terrible things are happening there. Really terrible things. Just recently, they had a jalsa, where in this war condition, 200 boys also, girls also, became hafiz of Quran. And mashallah, their reading of Quran and their meaning of hafiz of Quran is really who is a hafiz. So that also, and how many other great, great qualities they have got. The people of Darfur, Sudan, without really any reason, the poor people have been slaughtered and they have been killed. And what conditions they are going through. The food is not allowed to reach them. No shelter. The people of Gaza, which is the rainy season. Snow season, and they haven't got houses, their tents, and the tent is collapsing upon them. What is their condition? We don't get one meal, it's a big problem for us. For them, they have got no idea of any meal or anything. So those conditions they are going through. So we should be making dua also, and for unfortunately also, for many of us, all these are just news items. We just take them as news items. A dua doesn't even go out from our heart. We should have much more feeling. And mashallah, there are people in the various parts of the world who are calling for the Islamic Khilafat to come alive. In about 1924, the 1,000-year-old Khilafat was destroyed. It was by the enemies. They had abolished. And unfortunately, they used Muslims and Muslim rulers in order to abolish the Khilafat. So we have to make dua for, regularly also for Islamic Khilafat to be established again. So this is the time for all the period, Rajab, Shaban, and Ramadan coming now, and to anticipate and look forward to Ramadan. And Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Keep us safe, our health, our bodies, etc. We don't know what condition it can be. And then also Ramadan, keep the environment conditions peaceful. So it is encouraging towards making the ibadat of Allah tabaruk ta'ala. Not fighting over small petty things, namaz times, etc., about this or that, but to engage in the ibadat of Allah. And then what we gain in Ramadan, that it remain preserved for the future. Our buzurgs and elders, they were such that after Ramadan, for 6 months, they cried that we did not spend our Ramadan properly. And the next 6 months, we started preparing for the coming Ramadan. So Allah give us also tawfiq to prepare in this way, to look forward to these great, great occasions, inshallah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us all with this realities, inshallah.